I'm Ed Barone, co-founder of RentReady, the platform that makes renting easy for landlords and tenants. With this podcast, we aim to help landlords learn, scale, and invest. We also want to help you tackle the business side of real estate investing, because being an investor or getting your first investment requires you to be an entrepreneur. It's about mindset and strategy. We partner with successful real estate investors, offering you advice and guidance on how to get started, how to scale your real estate portfolio, and how to run your business for profit. Before we get started, for those of you who aren't familiar with RentReady, we're an all-in-one property management platform. We help landlords manage tenants and properties by providing services for every step of the landlord process, including payments, finding the best tenants, lease signing, communications, maintenance, and a whole lot more. Today, we're hearing from Laura Alamary. Laura has been building her own real estate portfolio for more than 30 years. She tackles investing with a no-nonsense approach that shows how hard work, focus, and dedication can result in financial success and security. Let's get started.
Hello there. Today, I want to talk about five things I have learned in real estate investing. I've been in real estate since 1987. So it definitely has been my life career. So the number one thing I would say is it's definitely a business that is improving and changing with the times. When I started back in the 80s, the first thing we did was a lot of manual work. We had the first cell phones, the first computers. So with that said, number two is you have to keep up with the times. You have to reinvent yourself. That's the thing that's so crucial. I couldn't resist the change. Yes, some things I resisted, right? Building my list of leads for many years, I started with 3x5 cards, and then I went into spreadsheets, and then CRMs came out. I had to reinvent myself or how I do business. I'm always reinventing myself, always seeing what's the best thing out there. The third thing is real estate is forever. It's a business that will be here beyond your lifetime. I don't care what, but people are always going to need a place to stay. Connection is more important than negotiations. Being of service where you actually want to help people out of the situation, because now you're really excited about the prospect instead of saying, oh, I have to go there and make a sale, which I don't like to do that. Also, I understand that it's not about the money. You say, what? I thought this is all about the money, right? Financial freedom, as all real estate is. Yes and no. Trust me. The first part of my career, I did it for the money. The more money I made, the more stressed I was, the more I lost the focus about what it was about. And I wasn't really happier. Yeah, you have the things, you have the car, you have the house, you have your personal shopper, but I was not happier. To me, setting a financial goal is just a goal. Is a measure of what I want to go and achieve. Because then I understand that to achieve that goal, I have to change certain things within myself, certain habits, certain way of how I do things so I can achieve that goal. And the magic happens in the process of achieving that goal, because you're going to surpass that goal. That keeps you vibrant and young, and it keeps you excited about life. And that's what is also great about real estate. So hopefully this helped you, and I will welcome any comments here below, and take care.
Thanks for listening. We're so grateful to be able to learn from these active investors, entrepreneurs, and all-around amazing individuals who want to share their success with you. The real estate investing community really is a unique community to be a part of. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can rate or review the podcast in whatever podcast app you're listening to. It would mean a great deal to us to learn what you like, what you don't like, and even questions we can answer on your behalf. You can also subscribe to the Real Estate Pod on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.